Tenant Management Software and Real Estate Deal Analyzer coming up. Hey guys, I'm Adam Lesner, and welcome to the Mortgage Guide Podcast, where it's my job to dissect some of the most interesting mortgage and real estate challenges and give you the tools and solutions you need to accomplish your homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a seasoned real estate investor, I guarantee you'll get some good nuggets out of every episode. Today, we have special guest, Aviram Shahar, who's the co-founder and CEO of LendLord. LendLord is a super user-friendly platform for real estate investors. It provides tools like tenant management software, and deal analyzer calculators to help investors manage and grow their real estate portfolio. Now, let's bring on Aviram.
Welcome, Aviram. Glad to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how long have you been in the mortgage and real estate world?
Yeah, sure. My background is mainly technology. So I have over 25 years in the startups industry. And the companies I worked for were in the fintech sector, you know, finance technology, but also in e-commerce. But my background also, like, there are some investments in property, and my parents are quite large landlords. So the property area was something that I always liked. So for me, when I decided to start a new startup together with my co-founder, Arya, it was very clear that it should involve aspects of finance and property together. And I think this is exactly what we do in LendLord. So we help, you know, property investors and landlords to manage and oversee their portfolio and also invest smarter if they want to grow their portfolios. So yeah, basically, this is my background and the way basically I got to found LendLord.
Awesome. So I guess, can you tell me the story of how you got the idea to start your company, or like what problem were you looking to solve?
Yeah, sure. So the first problem we identified, our main market is the UK, by the way, and we are now looking to expand to the US market. And when we just, you know, thought about the problems in the sector, the first problem we identified is that it's not so easy for portfolio landlords with, you know, three properties and more, to find the right finance products, you know, which lenders are available for them, what are the best products out there that now they can get, and of course, how it can impact their portfolio moving forward. And we said, okay, it's a great place to involve technology. So we said, okay, we just needed data about their existing portfolios, and then, you know, we can analyze it and based on that recommend them with live products that are now available. But what happened next is once we started to onboard the first users, we saw that the data side of the platform, managing your existing properties, all the data items, due dates, documents, cash flow, of course, started to be the main thing for them. So basically, we understood, okay, so we have something that is more than just a platform that can help you get finance, but also a platform that can help you manage your portfolio over time, manage the cash flow, track the performance of your properties, understand what properties are outperforming, underperforming, make better decisions based on data, less on intuition. So basically, it evolved from this specific problem that we found in the beginning to something that is much more enhanced right now.
Interesting. Awesome. So I guess, what would you say makes your software stand out compared to others in it, in the industry? And what key features or innovations set you apart, I guess?
Yeah, so I think that if you look at the PropTech market, let's say, so you will find many property management softwares. So you'll find, you know, products that help you manage the property. So it can help you or help your property manager manage, you know, tenants and tenancies, leases, rent collection, maintenance issues. We do have this functionality now on LendLord, but on LendLord, I think that we target the investors themselves. So basically, we allow them also to oversee the finance side of the, like, to, we looked at them as finance investors. So you can see the return that they actually get from the properties. And they can also use our deal analyzer for rental or flip projects to understand what is the best way to grow the portfolio and grow the return. I think that the combination that help you invest more and in a smarter way using data, and then manage your existing portfolio in a digital way and also get access to finance, the combination of those three in one platform, I think this is the main advantage of using Lendlord. And also the focus on the investor, the investors themselves and not on the property manager. So Lendlord can be used by investors, landlords that want to manage the property by themselves, but also I think the majority of our users, they use a property manager, but they still need Lendlord.
So I guess over the years, what are some of the most common pain points that you hear from real estate investors for managing their properties and portfolios, and how specifically does your software address that?
There are several areas. So one for the guys that manage, self-manage their property, the thing that the due dates, like to keep track on all the events during the life cycle of the properties and the tenancies. It's something that they found challenging. And I think using our software, so we know exactly when to notify them when they need to do something, to renew the tenancy agreement or to renew the mortgage product or to renew their insurance and things like that. And the other thing I think is for active property investors or even for newbies, people that just want to get started in property, I think that our technology, the deal analyzer, is a very enhanced deal analyzer that can help you also look for the long term. And I think that we found a way that it's still intuitive, but from the other side, provide all the metrics you need to observe when you make a decision if you want to acquire the property or not. And this is a pain point because today it's either you use like a calculator online or you need to use spreadsheets that are very complicated. And I think the advantage of using a digital tool is you can also do it from your mobile while you're viewing the property. And the good news is that we keep enhancing this tool. So we want also to build like some kind of a journey for flip projects. So you can also list, we have now, by the way, a feature that helps you create the plan for your renovation, but you want to do some kind of a checklist and perhaps at some point also integrate the current prices to, so basically you can basically have a full picture of the renovation you need to do for this property and then integrated immediately to the analysis to understand if the numbers stack up, if it's still worth to invest in this property or not. And we found this like from like talks with our users as a real pain point because now they don't have like intuitive solution for that. And I think that this is a great feature for them to use.
Excellent. What trends are you seeing right now in the real estate tech space? Like, how do you envision the industry in the next 3 to 5 years? And part of the reason I asked that is because obviously this year, over the last 12 months with AI and the way things have started to change things, it's been crazy. And like, it's almost as you see these computers getting smarter and smarter, like it's almost to the point where, okay, in 5 years, are we going to just be able to plug in an address and, you know, ChatGPT is just going to say, yes, that's a good investment. And here's why. Or like, where do you see things going?
It's a very interesting question. I will separate my answer to two. So I think during COVID, this was like the first, I would say, you know, I would say even crisis, you know, but something that shaked the market. I think it helped the PropTech industry a lot because people then understood that they need digital tools because, you know, even for to do, you know, digital viewings or to understand things while the market was like, for instance, we released a feature to help them understand the risk if their tenants stop paying the rent or if they need to reduce the rent and things like, and I think that other products are well, as well in our industry got more traction during the COVID period. And I think not just in PropTech, you know, like the digital trend become more common. I can tell you an example for in the UK, there are many auction houses, you know, so you can list your property in auction, not just repossession properties. And the way they used to do it is like in physical rooms, you know, that you people come in and then the auctioneer, you know, present the properties and people bid. And there were like online solutions for that but during COVID, I think almost all auction houses went online. So this is like, and it's a major efficient and like it streamlined the entire process. So I think definitely COVID made a significant change. And now, as you mentioned, like this year with AI, definitely, I don't know if AI can replace at some point, you know, the agent or like make the decision for you, but it can definitely help you when you make a decision. And I think this is very aligned with our vision at Lendo. So we will not make the decision for you, but we want you to have all the information, data, statistics, what if scenarios, you know, even AI will not, don't know what will happen to the property prices in 10 years or in 5 years. You know, it's something that no one, even AI, can tell. But if you use, you know, what if scenarios like you can do with Landlord, then you can, you basically, you know, mitigate the risk and stress test your acquisition and for the long term. So I think definitely AI basically it's another push. But I think that the companies that will use AI to, because you know, everyone can use ChatGPT. The advantage is that if you use a digital tool that takes the, for instance, API to ChatGPT, but make it specific for the needs of the users of this product. So basically, translate the things or like just bring the AI capabilities to the product itself. And I think this is definitely in our roadmap. So for us, it's advantage the progress in this area because now we can use, you know, other APIs on top of what we do to improve the experience to our users.
So security and privacy are major concerns when dealing with any financial data. How do you ensure sensitive user data remains protected?
So since day one, we understood that this is an obligation for us, and like we take security very seriously. So our server has basically been hosted by AWS under security groups. All the communication is encrypted. All the passwords are hashed. No one can access your data. You can implement two-factor authentication. And many measurements that we take to increase the security, of course, daily backups and things like that. And we don't pass on any of your information to third parties. So basically, it's Lendo is very secured, and we have people in the team that take care of it on a daily basis. So we keep improving the security side of the platform on an ongoing basis.
Awesome. Well, with that, I would say if we want to jump into it and you can take us through a demo on the tenant management software or the real estate deal analyzer or whatever you want to show, let's jump into it.
All right. So this is basically what you get after you sign up. And you can see in the menu, we have in the invest part of the platform, the deal analyzer. We have it for rental or for flip projects. So you can start with typing the address, then just you need to put just the purchase price and the expected monthly rent. And then immediately the platform will calculate the first year metrics for you and the long-term metrics. And starting this point, you just need to tweak and adjust the data. So for instance, if the property value in day one, you think it's higher, you can change the number. The renovation costs. If you're going to do some renovation to the property, you need to take it to factor it in the purchase, the entire purchase costs. The closing costs you can also break down to legal fees, inspection costs, and you can put some buffer on top of it. You can create a works plan. This is part of our premium plan. I think that we have benefits for your audience, so we can share it after that.
Yeah, so I'll include a link in the description. Everybody listening, you'll be able to access all the premium features for free for 3 months.
Amazing. Then after you edit the purchase details, then you go to the cash investment versus the loan. Let's say that you would take 75% loan to value, then it means that you need to bring this amount of cash to the deal. And of course, it depends on the mortgage interests. Soon, hopefully, we'll, you know, perhaps with your help, Adam, we can integrate also mortgage products. So basically, you can see the live rates, but I think that they can reach out to your to you to understand the current market products. But just for this, what should I pay? Put like 5%, 6% right now. Then in the UK, by the way, most of the products for buy-to-lets are interest only, but I believe in the US, you will also pay the capital, yes? Like
yes. Yep. We typically do principal and interest, but yeah, interest only is definitely available. So it's cool that you can toggle between the two.
Yep, definitely. You can add also the mortgage fees to your analysis. So the good thing with the deal analyzer that it helps you also take into account all the costs that associated with purchase, because also to take your mortgage, there are costs associated when you need to factor them in. The property taxes would based on the property location, and then the monthly operating expenses. If you are going to use a property manager, it would be 10% from the rental income, lower, higher, insurance, maintenance, utilities. You can basically put other ongoing costs on a monthly basis here, and then you can see how it impacts your return for the first year and for the long term. And then in the long term assumptions, here you can put your assumptions for the property appreciation. Let's say that you analyze it for 10 years, rent appreciation, inflation, and your occupancy rate. Occupancy rate is also important because it takes into account vacancy. So let's say that your property, you will not be able to get tenants for 1 month every year, it will be 92%. But of course, you should expect usually to get a higher occupancy rate. And then you can run what-if scenarios, you can create different assumption sets, and based on that, you can see the metrics for the long-term changes based on the scenario. Then you can go to the prospect report to get a summary of your deal. You can upload photos, you can see the development of your cash flow over the years, the development of your equity and mortgage balance over the years based on your assumptions. And with our premium plan, you can also export it as a PDF, a designed report that you can share with others with details about this deal. Or you can just click on the share analysis and send it to an email. You can also export it to Excel, the numbers, and save it. And if you save the analysis, yeah, so it's here, then it will be on the managed side on my portfolio. Before I go to the managed side, on the invest, you have also Flip Analyzer. We'll not do it now, but basically it's quite similar. We just ask you the questions on the project of the property you are going to buy, how much you're going to invest in refurb, and etc. Then on the managed side of the platform, the main page is My Portfolio. This is the page to enter your existing portfolio. We have more than 150 different data items on each property. There are no mandatory fields. You can start with just a minimal set of data points, and then you can add and tweak it after that. And you can apply filters. You can manage more than one owner or landlord. You can apply different views, etc. You can also manage your documents. So you can upload documents to each property or by owner. And with packages, you can share the documents with others in a few clicks. My Tenants, this is a place to add your tenants and tenancies. And then the platform will create payment schedule for you so you can track the rent collection. I'm doing it quickly because we don't have a lot of time, but of course you can approach us using the chat, and you can schedule a demo with the team. And on the cash flow section, you can link your bank account. That's just for the example. I will add quickly new property. When you link your bank account, we use Plaid for open banking. Then you can automatically allocate the transactions, the income and expense transactions from your bank account to properties. And this is a great way to allocate, to track the performance of your properties. So let's just do this. Then on the transactions page, you can link your bank account. This is also part of our premium plan. And then on the cash flow, the profit and loss page, you will be able to also define recurring expenses, and then you will be able to track your income and expenses over time and track your cash flow.
That's awesome. So just to be clear, the deal analyzer and the flip analyzer themselves are free to use to anybody. So if you're a brand new investor and you just want to play with the numbers and kind of get a feel for what to expect cash flow wise or, you know, long term wise and everything, it's a great tool to play with. But obviously, if you're more if you're more experienced and you need some more powerful tools, the premium version is great too. But either way, you guys will have access to everything. Free for 3 months. So just check out in the description below. I'll have a link there for you guys.
Yeah. So this is like in a very high level, but as I said, you can schedule a demo with our team and get more information.
Closing this up, basically, if you can, Like, what's your biggest piece of advice you can give an investor who's trying to manage a growing portfolio?
For me, it's clear. Like, use data as much as you can. So I would not make intuitive decisions before I decide on, like to perform a new acquisition. I'm biased, to use Landlord, but there are other tools, or even use your spreadsheet. But definitely check carefully the numbers, run the worst case scenario as well to understand what will happen if the price decrease in the next years, or rates increase and things like that, just to understand what will happen to your investment, and just then make a decision. I think in terms of using digital tools, I think it's definitely something that can streamline the way you work and make you more efficient. So this is my take.
Last but not least, is there anything else, anything that we can help you with, or where can we find you and more about your company?
Yeah, so just head over to our website, landlord.io, and we built Landlord based on feedback. So just try it out. It's free to use. You don't have to sign up for the premium plan. You can use the free features that more than enough to get started. And then use the chat box to send us your feedback. We're happy to get feedback. It can be not just positive feedback about the platform, but also very specific ideas on new enhancements, features, and also bug reports. But yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. Avram, thank you so much for your time and everything on this. You guys, if anybody has any questions at all, always feel free to drop a comment below. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, everyone.